or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. With the declared war now, for the most part, against Ukraine by the United States, with her European military, NATO, and her European allies, all of Europe, all the European nations, I have been considering another a conscription for the American people, the young people of America. What will this new policies, what will the policies be concerning conscription? Because with the plans that the United States has for global occupation, you have to have bodies. So this is something that I have considered, been thinking about it, have been watching for years and years. People will finish their military 2 or 3 or 5 year time in the military, and then they offer them another tour, and then another tour, and another tour. But eventually, there's probably going to have to be another, some form of conscription, a draft, I don't know what kind. So, with the audience, this audience, with the Christian people, the children of the Christian people, and conservative people, are you going to want your children to serve in the present administration's global agenda and takeover? You have to consider this. Something you can't fool with. It has to be in your thinking. What is the government going to do? Also, I remember that in the presidency of Jimmy Carter, for the Christian people in this audience that voted for Jimmy Carter, he ran as a Christian, an evangelical. He was a liar. He wasn't evangelical. He's not even a Christian. Many would argue with me about that. You can argue all you want, but you know the tree by its fruit. Carter removed all the Christians, religious people from his cabinet. All of them. And in the administration that we're in presently, in the coming administration, are they going to allow Christians in the military? Are they going to allow Christian people, people of faith, in any branch of the armed forces? Or how about even in any of the government positions throughout this administration, the coming administration? Are they going to allow, those that are voted into positions, that's one thing. But those appointed by the president in senior executive services, will they appoint people of faith into those positions? I doubt it. This world, this country, the direction America has gone, I realize that it's going to affect the elderly. We know that. Young people that are going to be a voting age and the age to serve in the military, and children. Children, I will read an article, begin with, I don't want you to be depressed. And the people that want to know the truth generally aren't depressed. And this is out of Fox News yesterday. Biden transgender health mandate blocked by federal court in Christian Alliance's appeal. It is the Christian people that are fully engaged in watching what is happening politically in this nation. Yes, conservatives, yes, others are also watching, but the Christian people are very actively involved in the policies of this government. Quoting Fox News yesterday, Tyler O'Neill, a federal district court Monday temporarily blocked the enforcement of two Biden administration mandates forcing both nonprofit and for-profit religious employers and health care providers to pay for and perform transgender medical procedures and counseling, even if these measures violate the employers' or providers' religious beliefs. How do you like that? Continuing, District Judge Daniel M. Trainor of the United States District Court of North Dakota, ruled that the Christian Employers Alliance has shown a likelihood of success on the merits in this case. Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, the article, HHS guidance, Health and Human Service guidance, encourages a parent to file a complaint if a medical provider refuses to gender transition their child of any age, including an infant. The thought that a newborn child could be surgically altered to change gender is the result of Biden Human Health Services notification and the HHS guidance that brands a medical professional's refusal to do so as discrimination. I talked about people, especially the Christian community. We'll talk about that when I get back. Rick Rodriguez.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
And continuing, as I stated at the end of the last segment, so here you have the plan by the Health and Human Services to a newborn child can be surgically altered to change gender, and the medical professional's refusal to do so is considered discrimination. I say this as a person who am in Christian ministry, in ministry. There is a time for all things under heaven. Time to be born, time to die, time to have children, a time to refrain from having children. I would counsel, I would say, the Christian young people, grandparents, parents, young people who are planning to have children with the culture of death in this society via abortion and now via these new policies by the administration, and it has been working in previous administrations going back to the Clintons, where your children are considered to be property of the government, of the state. I would counsel you, I would caution you. You know, this is a tough one to consider whether or not you should have children at this time in this society, in this time in life, in this world. Now, I will tell you that in South America, 20 years ago, Focus on the Family, Dobson Ministry, had a woman who works with the poor people in some of the nations in South America. And the Christian people had been making, they had consciously made the decision not to have children in some of these third world countries, because the children would be, I mean, they would, when the wife would have a child, because of the nutrition, the child sometimes, most of the time, would have problems physically. Then on top of that, many of these children would eventually die before they were 2-3 years old because of hunger, because of starvation. Some of these nations, they just didn't have a way to, their poverty was so great. To have children was just basically, they knew it was just going to be hardship for the parents, hardship for the child, and generally ended up in death. This were the Christians in South America. In the United States of America, they probably won't die of starvation. But if they are in the hands of Health and Human Services with these policies, I hope you understand what I'm saying. It's going to be an individual matter. You're going to have to pray, ask God to give you direction, to direct you. But I say, if it were me, we, my wife and I, because of the culture of death, we would not have children. We don't know what 5 years or 10 years, if we can turn things around in this nation. I personally, as someone who knows the prophecies of our time, I know there's not going to be a change in this nation. And as I go into the program, you'll understand why I say that. So, just a warning. Number two, firstly, Christian people, you love your country. You want your children to fight for this country, to have a free America. Things shifted. Things have changed. If I had children, I would not recommend they go into the military because of the policies, again, of the administration and the new policies of the whole armed forces. Then you have the matter of having children. No one, other pastors throughout this nation, not that I know of, would even present what I'm presenting to you. Well, I'm not the other pastors of the nation. I look at what God says in His Bible about the time that we live in, and we're in a dangerous time. There's a time and season for all things under heaven. Then, I was going to talk about the children of the devil. You know, we're watching what's happening in Ukraine. Russia, economically, the nations of the world in Europe, NATO nations, European nations, being hit with high prices for natural gas. But Russia is, their economy is booming. The ruble is getting stronger. So what does that have to do with my direction today? Well, the value of the ruble rising, and you have what I call the usual suspects, which would be all of that upper echelon of powerful people in this administration, in the Democrat Party, the heads of corporations, Soros, the Clintons, anyone that would invest in currencies. Right now, because of the value of Russian currency going up, I believe these people are adding Russian currency to their currency portfolios. Putin announced that the ruble is being backed by gold. That right there is the catchword for the globalists. So these suspects, they start wars, they destroy economies, but they're always aware of the rise or the fall of currencies of the nations that they're going to either invade or support. That's going to upvalue the currencies in these nations. Then they buy these currencies before they upvalue. Then when they know these currencies are going to devalue, they sell. They wait till these currencies bottom out. Then they go back in and they buy again and wait for a currency to upvalue again. And they sell and they wait. That's the fluctuation of the currencies. So I think right now these people are buying rubles. I don't even know. I'm not sure that we can even buy rubles in this country. If we do, we're probably going to be considered traitors. Now, another thing. What we're seeing internationally, according to the Bible, and I'm going with my commentary before I go into some articles. What we're seeing, you know, God in the Old Testament, He said that His people perish for lack of vision. Without a vision, the people perish. And God's people perish because they don't know the Bible. They don't know what the Bible says about time, from the time of Abraham and forward, from the time of Christ and forward. They don't know the prophecies. Well, the children of the devil, they study the Bible. They look at what the Bible says, and they try to keep their fingers on the pulse. So what's happening, we're watching Ukraine. So what is happening is, and we see the what's happening in Europe with the inflation. Oh, 20% inflation, 18%, 16%, 10%, 12%. No. When a year ago, they were paying, let's say, on an average American dollars, $100 a month for heat, for electricity, for gas. And today they're paying $300 a month. Well, you figure that out. It's not 12% inflation. We in this country, during the Trump administration, were paying, I was paying $1.60, $1.48 for a gallon of gas. Now it's $3, right at $1.98, I find a cheap place to buy gas. That's the real, gives you a real perspective. So what's happening is, these people, they're robbing the wealth of the first world nations. This is what's happening. The plan, for an example, I always talk about the Pilgrim Society. Well, World War II was a Pilgrim Society plan. Pilgrim Society London, Pilgrim Society New York. They used Adolf Hitler. They used England. They used the United States to devastate or to destroy all of European industry, to bomb their buildings, their homes, their to destroy their industry, to destroy their manufacturing. It was a plan so that the United States, when she came out of that war, who comes out as victor? Really, the United States. So that the United States could supply, provide, furnish, and sell, provide steel, all the way to steel to timber, clothing, you name it, glass. We rebuilt Europe. I'm not even talking about what we did when we devastated Japan. The intention was we destroy it all, then American companies go back in and rebuild. So that eventually all these European countries, they're going to need to rebuild. We destroyed it for them. The English bombs, the Nazi, the German bombs, American bombs. We went through the countryside of France, Italy, all of them. That's just on the material end of it. Then we're the ones that provide the loans to finance the building, the rebuilding. So now I'm going to go back to what they're doing in Asia right now, in Western Europe, Central Europe, destroying everything. Who's going to go back in and rebuild in Ukraine? Are the Americans going to let the British? No, the British don't have anything. They're on an island. They're energy depleted. They're energy starved. They're as far as timber, they may have some timber, but they have no minerals. They don't have metals. You can't mine anything there. It's going to be the United States. Now, coming back to this country, the objectives of these people, the Bible says the kings and rulers of the world, we know them as the criminal element. Well, these families, they use non-governmental organizations, and their objective is not just to take the wealth of the European nations and the nations in which we go into as a country, but also their eyes and their objective, their eyes and their real focus is on the golden goose. That is what the objective, the plan is, to take the wealth of the golden goose. And I think we all know who the golden goose is. It's not Cuba. it's not Mexico. The golden goose is who? The United States of America. And what does the golden goose lay? Eggs. And who's the one who cares for the eggs that the golden goose lays? It's the American people. That's the objective. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, the President Truth, RickRodriguezKHSC.com or podcast. Hang on.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
One pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice.
I know that we go down these rabbit holes, but it's important to have an overview like Christ, like it says in the Old Testament. Without a people, without a vision, my people perish. And without a knowledge and understanding of what these people are doing, their plan, their strategies, Well, we just go day to day and we're trying to figure it out. Well, hopefully what I'm presenting will give you an idea, because you can see actually what they're doing. The golden goose, the United States, all the golden eggs that are being laid by the American people. And they're taking the wealth of the American people. They're going to strip this country completely barren of all the wealth. This is the plan. It's always been the plan, but they've never had the way in which to do it. Now they do. Incrementally, they're able to see what's in your bank account. They can shut your credit card, your line of credit. They can cancel your credit card so you can't digitally purchase anything. And eventually they will, but not yet. They're trying to get ahead of what God will allow. And the Christian people, the authority that the Christian people have is through their prayers to keep the New World Order proud, to keep them on God's timetable, not their timetable. And the Christian people praying that anything they're trying to do, these people are trying to do ahead of time, they're forbidden to do it. They are not allowed to do it. They have to stay in step with God. They don't like that. They don't want to stay in step with God. They want to do what they want to do. The New World Order people, they believe that they are God, that they are the ones who are capable of ruling this world, directing the societies of this world, and they believe that eventually they're going to overthrow God. They're not going to overthrow God. And they're looking for the ruler to lead them into the great overthrow of God and his Christ, taking the rebellious children of the world who will follow Diablo or Lucifer, directing them into that overthrow. It will not occur. They will attempt it, but they won't be successful. But they need to destroy the golden goose. Now, they not only do they want everything that they need to fund what they're going to do, but their overall objective is Central Asia. And should they be successful, they're going to be able to take over all of Eurasia, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Central Asia, all the way to the Pacific. And they'll get close, but they won't be perfectly successful. But they are attempting to take over Eurasia. Once they take over Eurasia, they know these people that do this strategies, they realize that once they get Eurasia, then they not only have Western, Central, Eastern Asia, China, but then they have access to the Middle East. And the objective in the Middle East is Israel. Israel is the pearl of great price, you might say. And that is their totally objective, their perfect objective for the Middle East is Israel. Once they get Israel, they get all the shipping that comes in to Israel to the Mediterranean. So they can ship everything in that they need, ship everything out to the nations, to the Western world that they want to ship to. Then they can, at the southern ports along the Red Sea, they can ship to Asia and from Asia back to Israel. So Israel is the objective in the Middle East. They have easy access to North Africa. They have access to Eastern Africa. They have access to Asia. And so the plan right now is Ukraine. And it is the people of this country that are their golden eggs that are supplying all the funds by all of America's they're funding all of America's military operations. And then Russia, once Russia is judged, like I always state generally, Russia's in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Once Russia has been judged, Russia and her, all of her allies are going to attack Israel. I would guess if there was an operation to attack Israel by Russia and all of the nations, the compadres that come with Russia, I guess you would call it probably Operation Destroy Israel, Operation Occupy Israel. So they don't want just Israel as a nation. That's not just the objective. They want Jerusalem. And then with Jerusalem, they get the Temple Mount. This is what the Arab nations, their objective is. Yes, they would like to eliminate all the Jewish people. Firstly, they want the nation. They want the city of Jerusalem. They want the temple. That is the objective. And this is the hidden objective of the United Nations and all the nations going back 120, 30 years. Islam wants Israel. And the United States is no different. The globalists, eventually, their new world headquarters are going to be in Jerusalem. They're not going to be in New York. New York's going to be destroyed. Not going to be in London. Not going to be in Russia. The New World Order global center will be Jerusalem. Jerusalem. It will be the center of the whole life. The thousands of the right.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
And we're going to continue. So, with the plan for Israel, this is where the whole world is headed. Israel. The Russians are going to go to Israel with the comrades or the compadres or their all of their friends that are unified in a plan to take over the nation of Israel. And the globalists have the same objective. America has to take over Israel. America will eventually invade Israel. It's in the Bible. Antichrist, coming Antichrist. I know this is disturbing to many of you. The Antichrist is not coming from Rome. He's not a pope. Rome does not have a military that can control the nations of the world. Rome does not sit in the middle of an ocean. Pacific on the west, the Atlantic on the east. Rome does not have the, yes, politically, there are Catholic churches internationally, but Rome does not have the power of empire, the United States of America. All the European nations collectively don't have the power of empire. So eventually, according to the Bible, the coming king that will finish out rule in this country as president, this person coming will invade Israel in the, probably the second half of his final administration. And he will occupy Israel. And at that time, there will be hardship on the world like the world has never known. For the Christian people, everything for this audience, if you want to understand, have insight into how and what is happening and how things are going to develop, you have to come from a biblical point of view. The Bible is the only book available to man that shows the plan of God from the time of Genesis and even prior to that into eternity past, through the time in which we live, through the coming millennial kingdom that's coming, and eternity future. This song, Age of Aquarius, the occult world, the New Age movement, they know they are on the edge of this age of Aquarius. The secular world, like within Nazism, they see it in a different way. It is the thousand-year rule of the coming Reich, the rule of this coming occult order. New Age or otherwise, it is still an occult order. And only the Christian people that know the scripture can see what I'm presenting. They can see it clearly. And to see and understand what America is, who America is, you have to look at the Bible. To know who Russia is, you have to look at the Bible. To see prophecies of Israel, again, the Bible. The European nations, the Arab nations, the people who play in the spotlight in the time in which we live. Donald Trump, he's in the Bible. Hillary Clinton, she's in the Bible. The Clinton family, the Bushes, these previous presidents going back to Jimmy Carter, the presidents going all the way back to the time that Israel became a nation. And looking at what the Bible says, the Bible has hidden things that will be revealed at certain points in time so that God's people, firstly, have an overview, insight, understanding, knowledge of where we are in time. And that is, we're witnessing. I say, and I've been saying, that we are in the last decade prior to Christ's second return. Christ said that in that decade, the hardships that will come upon the earth will just exacerbate month to month, season to season, year to year. The hardships will just increase. There's no answer in the book of Luke, Christ said there would be perplexities, things that would happen that would just perplex the people of the world, the societies of the world. There wouldn't be answers. There'd be nothing but conundrums, puzzles. It's like just no answers, no solution. And look at the world. What is the answer with COVID? Is it snake venom? Is it a virus? You have the people that put this together are laughing because you have a war taking place with those who are studying coronavirus. You have half the group saying it's a virus, other group that has proof that it is most likely a poison, but those that have been saying it's a virus don't want to be have to admit that maybe it is poison. Those that are saying that it's poison may not want to admit that it may be virus. So who's laughing? The dystopian, create the problem? What is that term? I'll think about it. But you have this, you create a problem, you have the solution. And you cover everything in between. Hegelian dialectic. The Hegelian dialectic. So these people, Fauci and Soros, the Gates, the Clintons, everybody's laughing because no one knows the truth about anything. Eventually, we'll know the truth. But perplexities, no answers, no solutions, problems. And Christ said that if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. We'll be right back to finish up this hour. Rick Rodriguez.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right, we're going to finish out today's program, and as I was finishing out that last segment, Christ did say there would be perplexities. No answers, no solutions, and then things will just escalate to the point where if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. And then in the book of Job, Job stated that there'll come a time when the world will be turned over into the hand of the wicked. And he's talking about the end of the world, the time prior to Christ's return in the last decade. Would you say that the world has been turned over into the hands of the wicked? Do you think it's the wicked in power? If you can see that, then it will help you to begin to make transitions in your life. Transitions, firstly, in your thinking. Transitions, one of the great transitions is to, as hard and as difficult as it may be, to want to know the truth. If you know the truth, Christ said, the truth will make you free. We have to transition. In World War I, the people of America had a transition when we went to war in Europe. The mothers and fathers had to transition because their children were going. In World War II, the same thing. The transition, the Vietnam War. I was 18 at that time, and I had to go get my... I got a letter from Uncle Sam. Greetings from the President of the United States. You are 1A. You are eligible for America's draft. You need to report to your draft board, and you need to have a physical, and we want to take you and ship you to Vietnam. It was traumatic for my mom and for my dad. And then for aunts and uncles who had my cousins that were the same age, our parents had to transition. We have to transition too into what Christ said would happen at the end of the world. Wicked people will take over the world. Christ said it would happen. Now, for the Christian audience, don't think your prayers are futile. You need to pray that these people cannot get ahead of the timetable that God has ordained. They are not to get ahead of God. And it's through prayers that you will keep the flood. The Spirit of the Lord will keep this flood and hold it back. Not just for your sakes, but for the sakes of the society. Those in the society that have given their lives and their souls to the devil, there's going to be hardship. There's going to be judgment. There's going to be tribulation for them. Don't think they're not going to suffer. They will suffer. Many of them, eventually, their eyes will be opened, like many Democrats today are beginning to see that their policies, the people that they have voted for, did not care for this country, did not care for them, and will not care for them in the future. And they're having a transition themselves. Hopefully a transition, but we have to transition also. So, today, this is Rodriguez, Breath of Truth, WhatsApp, 5063, on Sundays, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree program. I'll join you tomorrow. One more day for this week, we'll be done. Have a wonderful afternoon. Don't lose any sleep tonight. Rick Rodriguez.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Hey, my name's Jiraiya with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.